This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for September 22nd. I'm Paul Plack. Cessna CEO Jack Pelton reportedly notified employees yesterday that another 700 jobs will be cut in response to continued weakness in new aircraft orders. The timing was not announced. What's being called the deadliest helicopter accident for coalition forces in 4 years claimed 9 lives in Zabul province in Afghanistan yesterday. Eclipse Aerospace has completed an enhanced windshield application for the dissipation of precipitation static and other aircraft design changes, allowing operation up to 41,000 feet. Final certification is expected by year's end. One of NASA's external shuttle fuel tanks, damaged in Hurricane Katrina 5 years ago, has been fully restored and will lift off with Endeavour on the last shuttle mission in February. The FAA has approved a plan to extend the runway at Virginia Highlands Airport in Abingdon from 4,471 to 5,500 feet. The agency says it found no significant impact for the project. Spirit Airlines has filed with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission for an initial public offering of up to $300 million in common stock. The nationally accredited aviation program at St. Cloud State University in Minnesota is in danger of being eliminated as part of budget cuts in fiscal 2012. Gulfstream Aerospace recognized the 25th anniversary of the first flight of the Gulfstream 4 on Sunday. And New Orleans' Louis Armstrong International Airport will be getting full body scanners by the end of this year. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, the conclusion of my interview with retired Air Force Colonel Rich Graham, one of the pilots of the SR-71 Blackbird. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.